Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics. And we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, medium, and speakers.
You know what? And our shows are on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, also Sundays from 6 to 7 Central Time. And you can also follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And you can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also seriously would love to hear you guys' feedback and insight on our show. If you have any other ideas, you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also when you're on Facebook, if you're feeling drawn to it, go on to Divine Goddess Radio and please like us. We have it where the 200th liker will receive a free reading from Marie and myself. So please do it. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you ever want to schedule anything, you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136. Or Marie at 651-303-0555. And our chat room is open for questions today, so please feel free to type in and ask a question or just say hello. And our the topic of our show is acknowledging joy in our life. And if you, as we're going through and talking about it, if you have a tip on bringing joy into your life that you'd like to share with listeners, you know, feel free to call in and let us know. The number here is 347-327-9360. So let's start our acknowledging your joy.
And so, before we do that, I just want to say we are not doing readings this evening. That will be another, that will be our 200th listener. We would love to hear, like, if you have any questions on how can you bring more joy, we can give you tips and ideas. If it's something that we're not seeing here, or if you have a specific question, so but it isn't going to be a reading. So, anyways, tips on bringing more joy.
Yeah,
in your life.
And we kind of, you know, the last two midweek stress buster shows that we've done, we've talked about bringing more joy and you know, getting out of your
getting
rut
out
kind
of the
thing.
Rut.
And we thought we would actually go into it a little bit more in depth for today's show, and then also give people tools on how they can do that. So,
well, you know what I think we should probably start with is getting out of the rut, because I know this has been a really hard week for people energetically, just for the feedback that I'm getting from people on Facebook and just what I have been feeling. So if I'm feeling it, others are feeling it also. So we can just give you a little feedback on what it is that we talked about on the 10th. About getting out of the rut. So one way is being able to look at what are the common themes that are going in your life. Mm-hmm. Being able to honestly be honest with yourself, step back and look at who's the common denominator. You are. And it's time to step up and take accountability and responsibility for, you know, your thoughts, for your words, for your actions that you're putting out there, what you're thinking internally. So all it takes is a shift in your attitude, a shift in your thoughts. And that's when you have a friend that you is positive, can be uplifting. You don't want to sit here and call somebody who can bring you down even farther. Or a show like ours, listen to our show, share it with your loved ones and your family or friends, and we can help. All it sometimes it takes is just one word to shift you, so it gets you out of that rut. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, you can be feeling really, you know, like
down.
Things are not moving. You're feeling down. Things are stuck. And just talking to someone and explaining and, you know, talking about your situation can really get the, you know, the other person can look at it from different eyes and give you a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And just that different perspective can totally shift how you're feeling. And when you have that exchange going back and forth, you do get a lot of aha moments, don't you think?
Oh, you do, you do. And, you know, and that's the whole thing, you guys, is what we're working on right now is we are shifting our perspective. So just, you know, you can do a meditation, seriously, on seeing yourself wearing a pair of glasses, and those glasses are cracked. They might be broken. There may not even be any lenses in them. So visualize that they're new ones. You're taking those glasses off. You're reordering some new ones, seriously. So get them all nice and sparkly. Get, you know, get some top designer ones and get some really cool shade, or get some really cool glasses visualized. And that's your new perspective. And now you're looking at everything from a higher perspective. It's not victim mode, because when we're in that complaining mode, that's victim mode. You're shifting out of that. You're moving into higher consciousness, and you're looking at, okay, what role do I play in this? What is the message that I'm supposed to be learning? Because it's all about personal growth and spiritual growth. Because spiritual growth, you're able to look at it and not look at it as it's personal, like it's somebody's out to get me, always the bad things happen to me. It's like, no, I need to look at this as an opportunity to grow from. You get that, you guys, you're going to shift out of it a lot faster than, you know, than what it is that you're going through. So
right. For example, you know, I went to a different town last weekend and experienced, like, I felt so refreshed in this city. I felt like the energy was great. It was moving. It was new. It was vibrant. And as I flew back into Minneapolis, I felt this staleness. And I landed, and I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, good God, no wonder I'm so stuck. It's so stale here. So I talked to Beth about it, and she gave me her perspective on it. And then I talked to another friend, and she gave me a different perspective. And, you know, both of those completely, I thought about it, and I got that aha moment, and I shifted right out of it. Because what I was feeling was so personal, but when you look at it from an energy perspective, you know, I think I'm stuck, but really the energy is moving so fast that I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
So, and that is the difference that I felt from a place where the energy is freely moving and I'm able to feel that energy to a place where it's moving so fast that I can't.
And just so you guys know, we love our Minnesota.
I love it.
I'm a Minnesotan to a T, and I'm not originally from here. So,
yeah, me neither.
I love Minnesota. But I've noticed within the past 3 years, I would even say the past 6 months, how dense the energy has been in certain parts around the Twin Cities areas. Like, I live in Blaine. It used to be healthy and vibrant. It's there, but it's in certain neighborhoods that you can go to, and it's like, ooh. But that's where you can tell the ones who are in the homes who are holding on to the old ways, and they're not letting stuff go. And if you were to go inside the homes, you could see the families that were struggling right now. Plus the houses talk. I can read that. The houses talk anyway. So
right. And, you know, if you are one of those people who are struggling and you're feeling like, God, I'm in a situation, you know, this happened, that happened, this happened, take a step back and look at what is happening. Because a lot of times what's happening is a message for you. It's a wake-up call. You know, look at it as a gift. I mean, if you're struggling with someone who's ill, or if you... You know, like a friend of mine gets home and finds that her dryer had started on fire while she was gone. You know, yes, it's horrible, but look at the message behind it. Because in reality, her house didn't burn down. You know, her stuff was all there. It does need to be clean, but her gift was, you know, this was all intact. We're sending you a message to wake up because you're not listening to us. So if you can read something into it, that other than, you know, despondency or, oh, my God, why does this always happen to me? If you turn it around and try to see a gift in there or what your message is, then that can shift you up one level or two or three or four and start propelling you.
Exactly. You know, and if you're wanting to do more of this individually, again, that's one of the services that I personally or professionally offer, is I help you with intuitive solutions. So, and it helps with, you know, relationship issues, career issues, your love life, your finances. So if you're wanting to do that, again, you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136, and it's individual. So it's more one-on-one, and we can get you through that. So utilize that service. And if you do it through Blog Talk saying, I heard you, within the next week, there will be a $25 discount. So there you go. That's my offer for the rest of this week, and I'll offer that for Father's Day. Say you heard me on the Father's Day and offering that special. So anyways, we're going to move on to more getting out of your ruts.
Yeah.
And you guys, you can apply all of this, the shifting in all of your relationships, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, whether it's intrapersonal and interpersonal, as well as your finances. as well as your love life, and then it can include whatever you include in love life, you know, and your career. So it's like this is applied. The shift in thought, the shift in movement is applied for everything. It's not just one certain situation. So it applies to everything.
Right. And, you know, as you're going through your experiences and you are trying to shift out of whatever your rut is, talk to the universe. Tell the universe, hey, you know what? These are the life lessons I've learned by going through this, and this is what I want to get out of it, and this is where I want to move to. The universe is listening to you. The universe is supporting you. So don't be afraid. I mean, talk out loud. Who cares? I talk out loud in my house all the time and in my car. I mean, you know, let the universe hear you.
And, you know, when you're going through the same stories over and over in your head, that's when you just step back and look at why can I get rid of this? I'm doing my work, and I stay in it, and I stay in it. It's just at a different level. Then that right there is a good indicator, you guys. It's that there's a program that you came into this world with, this lifetime with. So you're looking at programs, and you're looking at contracts, and you're looking at karma. So there are three different ideas or three different things you're looking at, plus a belief system, which has stemmed from lifetimes, and also your current lifetime of what you came into. So, and that's stuff that you can shift, you know, on your own, but you have to be very, very aware of what it is that you're doing. But if not, don't be afraid to reach out and have somebody help you with that. And that's stuff that I can help you with, that's stuff that Marie can also help you with. She doesn't know that yet. I just put her on the spot right there.
I help my friends out, but do they listen to me? No.
But, you know, here's another perfect thing is that you can do a burning story. Write your story, journal, or put it on a tape. But, you know, it's very, what's the word that I want to look?
Cathartic.
Very cathartic. No, it's cathartic, but that's not the word. Very ceremonial. Oh. If you're to sit here and write your story, write everything that you're just having a hard time of letting it go, put it down on paper, either in pen or pencil, and then have a ceremony, a burning ceremony outside, not in the house. So that you can sit here and burn it, do it by yourself, or you can have like a bunch of women or men and women, and you do it for each other. So and that's where the story, it's dead. You let it die. Let it go. And that means when the story is written down, it's burnt, you're not talking about it again. It's over. It's done with. So then that's an opportunity. Get a new journal and create a whole new story. And that means your past, create it differently. Your past no longer has to be the old way. Put in, change the characters, change the whole dynamics, the scenery, the experiences, and it becomes this beautiful, positive story. From that, you guys, that's just like a little idea of you're getting it from a better, higher perspective. That would be a spiritual aspect of being able to look at it. You're getting spiritual learning from that. You can take whatever, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and make it beautiful, because with every piece of bitterness, there's beauty. There is beauty behind it.
Right,
and opportunity for growth.
And keep in mind, next Saturday is the summer solstice, so that's a great opportunity. You know, get a bunch of friends together and do your little ceremony on the solstice. I mean, great energy day, great day for beginnings, great day for starting fresh. Do you know, have a campfire. Everybody sits around, write what they need to write, and then all of you together, you know, throw it into the fire and say you're starting fresh.
And for those of you who didn't know this, water is very ritualistic, and it's very, that right there is very cathartic. A lot can come up. Don't stop yourself from whatever needs to come up. Let it come up and come out. Just don't be stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be over and it's done with.
Right. If you feel like crying, cry. Don't hold it in, because you're releasing and you're releasing, and you need to release the old in order for the new to come in.
Also on that note, create a sacred space within your house or within your house and within your, you can even do it in your car. So you have a sacred space in your car, sacred space in your house, and a sacred space in your work environment. And to where it's just a little, doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be huge, but it's a sacred space that only you get to touch, that only you are going to put your energy into it. A car, but, you know, it's like, okay, some people out there, nobody else gets to drive the car. So you can sit here and put a little, there's things that you can do. And that's easy to do. Just get really creative with it, but be very ritualistic about it, because it's about being sacred, and sacred is being slow and putting the time into it. You're just not hurrying and doing something in 10 minutes, because you're really honoring yourself. That's what it's all about. It's about honoring who you are.
Right, and, you know, start with small steps. Take one step at a time, and look at the situation, inspire yourself, and above all, be gentle with yourself. Don't be down on yourself.
Yes.
You know, give yourself a lot of love as you're going through this shifting and, you know, trying to get yourself into a better situation, because love is, you know, high.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, and it's also an extremely high vibration. So, you know, when you're dealing with negative people, send them unconditional love.
Yes.
It's amazing how.
Instead of getting mad at them or internally thinking negative thoughts towards them, here's the thing is what a lot of people don't realize. You're helping sabotage them when they're sabotaging themselves already. That's when you need to be the bigger person. And even those of you, because I've been there, I'm tired of being the bigger person all the time, but that means spiritually you're in a better place than that, because the reality is, if you're waiting for somebody to be the bigger person, it may never happen.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to wait for that? Meanwhile, you continue to lower your energy because of those thought systems and those belief systems. So be the bigger one, and when you do that, you'll be amazed at how you can look at everything more lovingly. You really honestly can.
Right. So now that you're working on getting yourself out of your rut, let's talk about the next step, bringing more joy into your life and acknowledging the joy that you have in your life that you may not even be aware that you have or that you may consider as joy. So let's talk about, you know, how do you bring more joy into your community or, you know, in your home?
Well, you know, and for those of you who are going, I don't know, I don't even know what joy. Because believe it or not, there are people out there who have never experienced it. I never experienced joy. There's a difference between joy and
happiness. Yep.
You know, there is a huge difference, and joy is a completely different vibration than happiness to me, because I've experienced it. I would love to be in joy and bliss at all times.
What's the difference between the two?
For me, when I'm in joy, and it's so simple, I am smiling automatically all the time. It's like ear to ear. It's like it's this feeling that I can't even express to you. Happiness is like, oh, I'm happy, you know, I'm smiling, I'm laughing. But laughing, happiness for me isn't always, it's not on a continuum because it has its streaks.
Right.
Joy, when I'm in a joyful day, oh my Lord, am I on Facebook spreading the joy saying I am in joy and bliss right now?
Your whole body feels it.
Your whole body. I mean, you feel light. And because I can see, I just feel the white that I'm in. So I'd like to be in that. And what will bring you out of it is every once in a while, because we'll get caught in the physical world stuff. So, but that's part of the human experience, though, too. So, but that's the difference between me. I mean, between joy and happiness for me. It might mean different things for other individuals, but I know when I'm in joy. Love it, love it, love it. Plus, I also wear joy in a bottle, which I have to order some more. And it really does, because I put it on my heart chakra and it brings more in. And a lot of people can't wear it, because their body does not want to allow joy in. So that means you need to wear that essential oil more so that you can work through the joy stuff. Because my body used to reject it once upon a time. So, but now, anyways, that's one thing. Or, you know, people who have never, you know, just being able to sit here and being able to find fun in stuff that you do. To where I know there's a lot of people, I've been hearing a lot of people who have been diagnosed with chronic depression, a lot of people with depression, so you're going to have a hard time. You'll have periodic moments, if you're lucky, depends on the severity of it, of being able to experience happiness and joy. And to me, with happiness, to have happiness, it allows the joy in, and I can laugh all the time. I'm a fun person. I consider myself a very fun person. I try to be really lighthearted. You know, I have my days, but... to be able to sit here and look at the things and remember even small little things that are happening in your life on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment, and if you happen to be smiling when you were frowning earlier, notice that you're allowing some happiness into your life at that moment. It's just being able to notice it, and you give gratitude for it, and the more you give gratitude for it, that can evolve into more, you know, allowing joy into your life. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, just imagine, like, take someone who, you know, has kids, works, has to take care of the house, and the stressful day that they have because they have all these hats that they have to wear.
Yeah.
They have this long day schedule. You know, if you're one of those people, just take a moment to sit down and think to yourself, okay, if I could do something for myself that would make me feel so joyful, that would bring me joy, what would it be? It doesn't have to be much. You know, it could be as simple as turning on your favorite song in your bedroom and blasting it and dancing around while you're getting ready. That can bring you joy. You know, you could blast it in your car on the way to work, singing out loud. That can bring you joy.
Dancing in a store, I do that all the time. I'll even do it by myself, and people just look at me, and I'm like, I'm finally to the point, oh, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. Ree's been with me plenty of times when I'm dancing.
Yeah.
And I love it that Ellen DeGeneres now has sent that challenge out towards people. I'm going, I was doing it way before she even said it.
Yeah, yeah. So that brings joy. You know, like this weekend, what brought me joy, you know, my friend pennaed on my hand. She painted. That brought me immense joy. Going to the farmer's market today walking around.
Fun.
Oh, my gosh. What joy that brought.
That was.
So it's all those simple little things, you know, that you can do. Like I said, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate, just something tiny that bring that joy into your life, which then helps you to shift. Because when you shift and you're in that joy, you tend to spread it to other people.
Oh, you do.
You
do. It radiates.
It
radiates. I went to a rodeo, which I never would have gone to, because if you knew me, I so am not that kind of person, but I have so much God blessed fun. I didn't like the roping and everything, you know, because the energy, and I could feel the animals. But other than that, I love seeing these gorgeous horses. Oh, my Lord, are they beautiful animals. And just seeing them, I would just smile. And then they would look at me, would just make this eye contact, because they would just see that I was looking at them and seeing the beauty that they are. So that was bringing me joy. And then I went to the farmer's market with Marie, and I didn't know if I ever liked them. My God, I love them. It's just sitting there in the sun, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit,
fresh
beautiful
flowers.
And it's just like, even if you don't have the money to do it, go out there just to be in that, to interact with other people. That could bring you joy, interacting.
Absolutely, absolutely. We ended up talking to a couple people about the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that was joy. Yep. Because we spread, I mean, what we talked about caught on with them, and they were so excited. So, you know,
exactly.
That's... A little conversation can bring you joy.
And then we went to the Mall of America, in which I avoid big places because it's a lot of energy. And I was so proud of myself at how I was able to just shine some light out in the mall, and I would smile at people who are really frumpy, and all of a sudden I would see them smiling. And then they made eye contact. They were avoiding me, but I wouldn't let them avoid me. And then they started smiling. You could see their energy just shift like that. So, hey, if it's one person at a time, it's one person at a time, but it's that one person that I affected.
Right.
So.
And if you're doing this around your home or your workplace,
yeah,
imagine how everything can change when all of you, when that joy starts spreading from person to person. I mean, can you imagine a house full of joy and everybody in joy?
Yeah.
What a great environment.
It is a great environment. That is a great environment. And you know what? And you know what? If your house is some mucky energy in there, open up the windows, open up the door. Who doesn't love that breeze coming in? Sage your house. Get some essential oils, put it in some water, spray it so you can get whatever you want, lavender to purify your house. There's actually one called purification. Whoever it is that you go through, that's something that can help with shifting of the energy. You know what? If you have some, you're looking at your furniture going, God, it's just blah and it's dark. You know, get a inexpensive, if you don't have the money, go and get an inexpensive king-size sheet that is a bright color. Put it on your couch just to shift the energy
mm-hmm.
on that. Or go to the dollar store. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just all it takes is an item to help and put a little color into your house, into your space, just to shift that energy. And it could be something that you're going, God, it brings me all this joy, and I only paid like $1, $2 for it. So it's like those are just some things that you can do for yourself.
Right. And, you know, and as you start doing these little things, start observing. You know, start observing how you start to grow as a person. And as you start growing as a person, start noticing then how does your spirituality grow? How does that translate? What do you feel, you know, do you feel yourself ascending? Do you see your viewpoints changing? Just kind of watch your progress change as you go through this.
Exactly. You know, and I know there's a lot of women out there right now who feel really frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? And again, I'm looking at it. If you have money to go out there, do something different with your hair, even change the color of it. Get a hairstyle. If you can buy something new, clothes, It doesn't have to be expensive, but put some color. Those of you who like earth tones, now it's time to sit here and bring it up a notch, and I challenge you to bring a little bit rainbow colors in. Get a bright blue, a bright purple, red, orange, yellow, green.
You can even do them temporary. You can
yes.
get the temporary color. Throw a streak of blue in your hair and go out shopping and see.
Oh, she's talking color. I'm talking clothes. Okay, she's talking hair. I'm talking clothes. Yeah, even do that. I even thought about that today going, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Bring out that youthfulness in you. And how many of you used to grow up swimming and you loved to swim? Get on a suit or some shorts. Get into a lake and swim and just have fun. Not be worried about what anybody thinks about your body or what you think of your body. Love your body enough to where you're going to go out there and just the freedom of getting out in the water, the freedom of not caring what anybody else thinks about your body. If your body's healthy, love it, people. Love it. Do something with it.
Right. And look at the obstacles or the challenges that you go through. How do you handle them? You know, when something is presented to you, do you handle it with joy or do you handle it with stress? Because the way you handle it totally affects the outcome of
yep.
you know, I mean, do you just kind of blow off things hoping they'll go away? You do that and they just keep coming right at you. If you, you know, see a challenge or you have an obstacle coming towards you, try to handle it with joy. Turn it around and see how the outcome can be different.
Here's my thing, you guys. You've already survived the worst.
Mm-hmm.
You've already survived the worst. It's not going to get any worse than what it is unless you're choosing to have that thought of going, yes, it will. If you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, then that's what can happen. However, again, I challenge you. I dare you to let go of that. The shoe's going to drop on the other foot. Life is never going to be this good. When is it going to end? What if you started obtaining joy and it was going to be on a daily basis? What if you obtained joy and happiness, and it was going to be to where you had it hours throughout the day instead of just momentary?
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're not saying that it's just so easy. We're not being Pollyanna.
No, don't. No.
Believe me, Beth and I talk about this daily, several times a day.
Yeah.
It's work. You have to do it. You have to be conscious of it. You have to learn to shift.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, take a second to step back and go, oh, how am I reacting to this? Let me, you know, as Abraham Hicks says, let me do the pivot. Let me pivot and shift my thought so that what I get out of it and what comes towards me is the same as I'm putting out. So if you're putting out joy, you want to get back joy.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to tell you guys? I know there's a lot of you out there who have said, I'm too far gone. I've made some really poor choices. I can't get past this. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. This is the moment you're going to decide to live your life differently. And yes, you can. I've made choices in my life to where we all have. It doesn't matter what you did. If you come from your heart saying, I truly want to be done with my past, and that means with the choices, with the thinking, with the thoughts, with the actions that I'm doing, only you can change it.
Right. Remember, we are humans and we have free will and we have the choice to make. You know, any decision we make is a choice.
Yeah.
And if you arm yourself more with spiritual tools,
yes.
when you have a decision to make and you're not sure if it's right or wrong or you're not sure which path to go, you know, take a minute. Take a minute to step back, use your spiritual tools, and then make your decision. Because the more spirituality, the more tools you have, you tend to make more of the right decision. And then you don't go down that ever... you know, revolving path to nowhere.
Exactly. And if you're going, I don't even know what my spiritual tools are, you have them. We all have the gift of intuition. It's just tapping into your gut feeling, and it's not ignoring it. No matter what, you could be in a room of many people who feel one way, and you're going, it's not feeling right for me, but I'm not going against the grain. Be the one to say, you know what, I'm okay with saying I don't agree with the rest of you, and I can't do it because I'm just not feeling it. You know, the way you put the words and your body language into it has everything to do with how people are going to react. If you can still say how you feel, but if you're going to say it angrily, you're going to get that kind of a response, or you're at a higher risk of getting that kind of a response. But if you say it from your heart, you guys, anything can be said, because that's from a moment of integrity, and it's a moment, it's coming from your heart space. Then that person is going to hear whatever they're going to hear, but you don't have any control how they choose to respond or react to it. If they react, that's their choice. Now, we're in a time period, it's no longer about reacting, it's about responding differently. Now, play with those words and see how your body feels with it, with the word reacting mm-hmm. versus responding. Responding has a higher vibration to it, and that's what you want. Higher vibration is wonderful. You feel better. You feel better.
Right, and those of you who might be in a peer pressure kind of situation, you know, I mean, young people go through it all the time. They're with a group of people, everybody's drinking or doing drugs. But you might be having that gut feeling of saying, God, I don't want to do it. Yeah. I don't want to do it. But if I don't do it, I'm not going to be cool or they're going to make fun of me. Always go with that gut. You know, there's a way to say it, as Beth was saying. You know, you can just sweetly say, I'm sorry, but, you know, and I know it's hard. I really know it's hard to go against the grain. But that gut intuition is telling you something, so follow it. You know, just... You can say, hey, this doesn't react well with my body or this doesn't feel right to me, but you guys go ahead. You know,
you would
do whatever you can. I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
I'm 52 and I do it.
You would be amazed at how many people would respect you more by it takes a lot of courage to stand up for what it is that you truly believe
yep.
in. So be that one who leads a different way, and you're the one who's going to sit here and use that sword, and you're cutting a new path for you, because you know what, you need to beat to your own drum. So just in case you guys are going, what's a spiritual tool would be like people who do different forms of energy work. Like I do integrated energy therapy, I do light language, I do Reiki, I do intuitive clairvoyant readings. Marie and I teach class, we do this blog talk show. These are tools that are for you. You can use essential oils, you can journal,
mm-hmm.
meditation, these are more tools. You can open up your mind to new possibilities. Spiritual books. If you open up your mind and no longer be in limited thinking, that right there is spiritual growth, because you're ready to sit here and go, the spirituality scares crap out of me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it all means. But, you know, half the battle is admitting, going, just that word right there scares me. So just say that. That right there is going to be some personal growth. But if you expand your mind and you're opening up and listening to what other people think. Now, remember, nobody can get you to think any way that you don't want to.
Right.
All you just you're listening, becoming educated, so you can make an informed decision on your own. Watch movies, spiritual movies.
Yeah. Take a walk in nature.
Yeah.
I mean,
spiritual books.
Yeah. Just going for a nice, simple walk through a park or along a path or along a river or lake can totally, totally ground you. Give you the tools, you know, of even simple joy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just imagine walking down by a lake and you see these beautiful ducks or you see the fish or, you know, the beautiful trees, the clouds.
Yes.
Great way to raise that joy vibration.
And then, you know, what you don't realize is because you're tuning in with nature, you're turning with Mother Nature, you're tuning in with the fairy realm, you are. And then there's the nature spirits. So it's like you don't even realize there's all of this that you're not able to see, but your body's tuned in with it. Your head's saying one thing, but your body's going, shush, and just let us just be.
Mm-hmm.
So go sit down by a lake. Go sit down, just sit on a bench. It doesn't have to be this big, extravagant thing. Go sit in the middle of trees. I would love to go into forest. If it wasn't for ticks, I'd be in there all year round. I go in there in the fall when they're not as, you know, I don't have to worry about them as much, but... it still doesn't stop me from going out and being on nature.
Yeah, you know, even go up to a tree and put your back to a tree and just lean against it.
Hug a tree.
And feel what comes through. It's amazing. I never really thought about it until I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, it's almost like the tree is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
There's a reason, you guys, that people hug trees.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they hug trees, and trees do support us, so I highly recommend that. But I'm a tree hugger myself. I love trees. Oh, my God, I could travel the world just to look at all the trees around the world. I would be in heaven. I would be in heaven. You know, buy a if you have the money, I'm just saying, here's another spiritual tool, divination cards, like angel cards or oracle cards of some sort, or even tarot cards, and you just get playful with them,
mm-hmm.
and you can start, you'd be amazed. That helps build your intuition, and that can bring in more joy. I used to have over 180-some different cards, seriously, and I was, like, so into it. And every single day, I went through the majority of them. How I did it, I don't know. But I would, but life, you know, it would take hours to do it, but I'd be like, oh, my Lord, you know, just to build my confidence on, you know, the stuff that I can do, but... This is just some of the, those are called tools, you guys. Those would be your spiritual tools. That's just to name a few.
Right. So, you know, like we were saying, examine what brings you joy. Bring the joy into your life. Transmit that joy to everyone around you and use your tools to help you. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree. Use, and you know, and try to use it every day. And the thing is, you guys, if you do this every day, you practice it every single day, it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a habit. Look at, instead of it, oh, it's becoming a habit, look at it, it's a ritual for you. It's a ritual. It's like a ceremony for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration of yourself. So don't be afraid to sit here and don't be afraid to change it up, though, either. Like, I have my stuff that I do every single day before I get up in the morning. I release and let go. But I also do theta brain stuff, though, also. So I release programs and contracts, and I release belief systems. And I do that every single morning before I even get out of bed. I work on my chakras. I work on my mental and emotional body and spaces, all my spiritual body and spaces. My light body and spaces, I mean, I have this big thing. It's a good hour before I get out of bed. I have that and before I go to bed. But every single day you need to be cleansing yourself. You need to be touched by the earth. So even if you can't go out on a walk, just step outside on a lawn, you guys, for 5, 10 minutes, and that will help shift you in your thought process. And it's just making that connection with the earth. Because she was amplifying at least 3 times that I felt last week, and I could feel the stuff coming up through my legs. And it felt like there were vines coming and wrapping around, trying to bring me into the icky, mucky, yucky stuff. And it's not her fault. She's purging, and that's what she was doing. And that was 3 times that I remember counting. It could have been more, but I remember 3 times that I'm going, oh, my Lord. And the rest of this year, I mean, her stuff is amping up.
Right.
It's getting faster and faster.
And that's why it is really, really, really important for everybody to stay in joy. Because as the earth is shifting, as the energies are shifting, if we let ourselves get dragged down into it, then everything is going to go down. And we need to continue to move up. So, you know, regardless how everybody's feeling, regardless of what Mother Nature is going through, we still have to keep that joy because that helps lift the vibration of everything else going on around us.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And you know what? And we're talking, it's the lifetime of having to purify this earth, you know, because we are no longer in 3D dimension. It's not the physical dimension. Even though we still exist here, the 3D dimension is all about illusions. And it's everything that we thought, the way we looked at, the way we have seen things in the past is not where we're at. We are officially, you want to be in the fifth dimensional vibration, and so it's a higher vibration, and that means you're not in the scarcity, you're not in the fear, you're not in the doubt, even though you might be thinking it. That's an opportunity of looking at every person, every situation as, oh, thank you very much, because now, and I have to do this myself, there's somebody that I have to look at who was sitting here challenging some of the things that I've been saying. And it's like, oh, what an opportunity. I could feel threatened by it. And I was just telling Marie before we got on here, this person is working my last nerve. But I said, oh, my goodness, what a perfect opportunity for me to go and look at, because he is reminding me I still have some triggers in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go look at what those triggers are so I can release them from a program level and a contract level.
Yep.
And from my belief system. So that's what you would do.
You're looking at the gift.
How that gift was. He gave me a gift of going, well, here I thought I was all clear, but how, look at that. This individual is a trigger for me, so I have to look at it. He's not bad. It's triggers that are still within me, so I have to be able to look at it, because I could either react and going, God, he's getting on my last nerve, or I could say, oh, my God, what a gift this has been. So I can go look at it, because now I know they're triggers, and I need to go and release these programs. So now I need to look at the core issue of what it was that he really is about. And $10, you guys, I'm just saying this right now. I'm not releasing it right now. I'll be doing it after this. $10, it has to do with a past lifetime that nobody believed anything that I ever said. And now here's somebody who's trying to, and even though he's not doing this, just so you know, it's making me feel like he's trying to discount what it is that I say. So I'm going to have to get to the core issue of that one. So.
Well, and you know, in with me being in real estate, I get that challenge all the time because, you know, with the internet and people self-educating themselves, they tend not to want to believe what you say, even though this is my business, this is my expertise, this is what I've been doing for years and years. And that's a challenge for me, you know, every time, because people will challenge, you know, as you're showing a house or you're writing a purchase agreement, they will throw out a challenge and try to say, oh, I know more than you. And it's how I react that keeps me going. Because if I was to throw a tantrum and say, look, if you can do this better than me, then, you know, go do it. But it's the way, you know, I have to look at it and shift with my words to kind of bring them down and say, oh, that's right, she's the expert. And that's a constant challenge for me. And who knows, maybe that was the same kind of issue I had in a past life where nobody believed a word I said, and I have to constantly prove that my word is good.
I think, seriously, Marie, that right, us talking about this right now, I would say the vast majority of us, you know, were at our, you know, some point in our life, whatever lifetime, we were not believed for what our belief system was, and it wasn't good enough, and challenge, challenge, challenge. And that's where we're just tired of being challenged, but perfect opportunities to look at the trigger so we can finally
absolutely
let it go.
That's, you know, I mean,
give gratitude and say thank you for letting
me. And I think it makes me, and I say that, I think it makes me a better realtor. It makes me better because I know how to communicate, I know how to turn things around, I know how to make myself, I know how to be confident and say, no, I'm the expert, let me explain to you this. You know, if I didn't, I would have been out of it years ago. But it has. It's like a constant gift. It's the gift that doesn't stop.
Gift that doesn't stop giving.
That's right. So, and you know, for other people on their path, other light workers, you know, don't give up your work. Keep working on your stuff. Don't let the challenges stop you. Always take a look and examine why, as we said before, that obstacle is coming in front of you. Because if you look at it as a learning lesson, or you look at it as, you know, what is this trying to give me? Is this a gift? Look at it as a gift. You just keep doing your work.
Exactly.
You know, don't give up on it. Regardless of whether your family thinks you're cuckoo for coconuts, just keep going.
And that's not just people who are doing the light work, those of us who are doing that. That's everybody. Whatever your passion is, don't let anybody stop you. And just because you're not making money from it right at this moment, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have to get something to supplement some income to come in to take care of what you need to. And if you can just, in your mind's eye, not saying I have to give up because now I have to go back and do something else that I didn't want to do, look at it as this is only temporary. Get out of how long it's going to take. Don't put a time frame on it. Don't say in 6 months, because whatever is going to happen is going to have to happen, and then you'll be stuck in it. What if it was shorter than 6 months, and you're going to be stuck in that 6 months? So just sit here and say, I'm going to get through this. This is just a temporary, you know, this is just temporary, because I'm in that situation myself. This is only temporary.
I think a lot of people are going through that. I think a lot of people are trying to find their joy in what they do, especially for employment. And, you know, the way the economy is right now and unemployment, I know there are a lot of people that would rather do what their passion is, but they can't because they have to pay the bills. They have to support their family, you know, and they have no choice.
Well, you know, a lot of people are at that point, too, what is my passion? You know, I don't know the specifics of what my passion is. I know that I really enjoy being of service for people. I'm not doing for people. I am being of service. So here's a service that Marie and I are providing for people. We're providing the service, sharing our information that we have. Do we know everything there is to know right at this moment? No. But as this show continues to get bigger and bigger, and we are amazed at the listeners that we have, and there was a point we were both at going, oh, should we even continue? We've gone through it. Trust me. But it's like we know we're providing a service, because right when we're both thinking, should we be done with this? Seriously, people are contacting us going, do you even realize what you are doing for people out there?
Yeah, and that's a great validation.
And so that's our validation of going, we're supposed to continue to do it. And now our listeners are just growing. So we have other things on the burner to get it up and going, but, you know, it's putting it into action and doing it.
And that's why we do have such a variety of topics, because our goal is to help as many people out there as possible out there. And we never know, there might be a particular subject or person that comes on that can totally change the life of one person or 10 people. So that's why we try to keep it varied. And then we also, you know, like to share what we know, too, and to let people know that, hey, you're not alone in this.
You're not.
You know, we go through this, and we talk about it, and we teach, and we, you know, do readings and whatever, but we're all going through it at the same time, and we're here for support.
You know, and I think the majority of our speakers have mentioned the dark days of soul, and you're going to go through it. You're not going to avoid it,
mm-hmm.
just so you know, and it's not a scary thing. It can feel very scary, and it can feel very isolating, but the fact of the matter is it's because you're trying to decide what the next part of your path is, and it's waking up to who it is that you really actually are. It's not what you have been presented. It's not the way you've been brought up. Well, it varies. I guess I should say, because there are some people who actually really do get it, and they came into this world and they get it. But I'd say the vast portion of us, I think it would be safe to say, we're having to reevaluate the way we've been taught by, you know, our parents, by family, by school, by society, by media, you know, what's been presented to us, and we're all looking at what is my belief system, what rings true for me. What brings somebody else joy doesn't mean that brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay with being different from everybody else, but we're not separate. We can have our own individuality. So I think that's really important for people to remember. But it's really cool. But I think a lot of people are, and a lot of people are really sad right now and really tired and wanting to exit from here because they're really having a hard time with finding the joy in just being human.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been conditioned for lifetimes that we are humans having a spiritual experience, but it's the other way around. We are spiritual beings, which we have forgotten about, who are having a human experience, and we are not even at our fullest potential yet. So you guys, every single one of you who think you're different, you are awesome and you are cool. And just remember that. And that's coming from Beth and being the counselor that worked with many people who thought they were freaks. And I was the first one to come into their life saying, no, you're not. You don't even get how unique and how cool you really are. So it's remembering that. You're waking up. And you're waking up looking at life differently. So don't give up. We're there rooting for you.
Yeah, and our last two midweek Stress Buster shows that we did end with a meditation. So if you're looking for a short meditation that you can do, you know, if you can download it, you can, or you're sitting at your desk, go back and listen to those and download them, and then you can do those short meditations, which will help you relax, help you find, you know, get into that state where you can start looking at life a little bit different and start recognizing what your joy points are.
Yes.
And bringing them in.
Yes. You know, and if you're going, God, I would like to learn more about something, whatever, text us, call us.
Yeah.
Utilize. That's why we're giving you our personal numbers going. Call us and tell us what would you like us to talk about, because Bree and I have a big network. We can get anybody to come in and talk about pretty much anything if we don't know it. So
yeah, and here's my challenge to all of you listeners for the week. Go out this week and, you know, start living your life with joy. Start spreading the joy. Find one or two things to do. And then email us. Email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com and let us know what you've done and how it's shifted and how things have changed. And then, you know, we'll mention it. We'll mention this little survey and see what happens.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys do.
You know what? And you know what, I really think people can get motivated by challenges. We're not here to hold you guys accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, hey, if you want a challenge, we're sitting here and see what you can do for three other individuals of how you bring joy into your life and how you can help three other people in your life with bringing in more joy. You're not doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to set the example by leading,
mm-hmm.
and seeing if you can affect three people by the next time we talk to you, which will be Wednesday.
And just share the knowledge. I mean,
yeah.
Just sharing the knowledge can help, you know, bring joy into somebody's life, because they may be look in such a dark place that they may not realize that it's so easy and it's within their
yes,
grasp.
Yes. And when you help somebody else, you guys, tell me this, every single person, when you're coming from your heart and not expecting anything in return,
yep.
you know you walk away feeling really good.
Absolutely.
You walk away feeling good. You know you've done good.
That's right.
So it's like, that's what it's all about. We're all here for each other. Again, Marie and I are not here to do for you. We are here to be of service. We're providing a service. Each and every single person still has to do the work, because if somebody could do my work for me, trust me, I would be pawning it off on somebody else.
Right.
And I know I'm not the only one out there feeling that. So.
Yeah. It's that whole pay it forward concept.
Yeah.
It does
yeah.
work.
It
really,
does.
Really does work.
It does.
Somebody does something for one person and that person does something for another. I mean, you know, imagine how the world would be Okay.
If we all did it.
If we all did it, yeah, absolutely.
What makes the world go round is joy, joy, joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
And you know,
love,
when
love,
you
love.
Allow joy in your life, you allow love in your life. When you allow love and joy in your life, you become more enlightened. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're trying to obtain and maintain, is the enlightenment. So the more enlightened you become, you don't even realize how, what, when you're this bright light, how it affects every single other individual.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
And so, you know, when you shine that light, everything that radiates around you, and you know what? Here, have a new philosophy for Monday at work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there, and you're going to do something completely different. So if you're somebody who went to work and you normally didn't ever say boo to anybody, you know what? If you are just not there, and some of you who are more introverted, sit here and just have a smile on your face. Smiles are infectious.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it even fakes your body out thinking you really are happy. You'll be amazed just putting a smile on your face. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, it's a genuine smile. Those of you who are extroverted, but you're going, God, I'm tired of being the one who has to sit here and pep up the energy of the office or at home. For once, I would like somebody to come back and do it for me. You know what? Instead, still go there, just say good morning, and you just walk away. And just see what the rest of the day is going to be like. Set some intents.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, we're in a time period right now. It's setting the intent. What do you want the intent for the day to be? I set the intent that in all of my day's experience is going to be full of joy. My interactions, all form of communication, everything that I do, everything that I say. Set that intent. You'll be amazed at how that starts coming to fruition.
Right. And you can also write it down every day. Say, hey, today I want to... You know, blah, blah, blah. I want to smile at 5 extra people. I want to say hello to 20 different people. Make a little list. Check it off. You start feeling good that, wow, I really accomplished a lot today, you know, more than what I would have done any other day.
You know what? And there's things out that the world needs more joy. Or, you know what, it doesn't even have to be just joy. Something to do with, you know, I don't know, have a campaign for joy. What can you, just, you never know how that could spread to other individuals. And when you bring it to work, it's amazing the contacts work has and the contacts with customers, because most people have customer-related businesses, to where that just spreads. And you guys, you have joy all over, you know, all over the place. Get a, I don't know, get a fitness thing going. A lot of people are wanting to get ready and in shape. You know what, get something together to where, I don't know, put something together. This is your opportunity of being able to really exercise creativity. And so do something joy-based. Get some shirts for the whole office, and it has the word joy, or get, you know what, you can go to an art supply store, buy some T-shirts, and get really creative with the T-shirts, and you guys do something fun, because you can get markers
mm-hmm.
that go onto fabrics, and you can make really cool designs that are joy-related,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not have a contest because we're out of the competition. But just seeing what people, you would probably find out how many people in your workspace that you didn't even know that were phenomenal artists.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I know I tried this last weekend. You know, I had met the people I was with. I'd gotten to a restaurant, and I was late. Everybody else was there, and I came a little bit later. And they were like, oh, my gosh, this waitress, she's horrible. She's crabby. And I said, really? Let me try and turn her around. And she walked up, and I, first of all, started with a joke and said, hey, you're looking kind of stressed today. Is this table giving you a hard time? Are they harassing you? And she said, no, they're kind of being patronizing. And we all went, ooh, and we started laughing. But I can tell you, she shifted. She was different.
Yeah.
From there. And that's all it takes, you know. If you see a crabby cashier, say something. Give them a nice compliment. Say something funny. Break them out of it. Because, if you know, the chain keeps going.
Well, you know what? Here's my food for thought on that. There's a reason people wear name tags. Acknowledge who they are, because
right. They're
just as human as you are, no matter what they're doing, you guys. You know, you see a Doug saying, hey, Doug, how you doing? You know, we were given our names for a reason. It doesn't matter what we're doing. That doesn't mean that that's who that person is. But acknowledge, because they are a human. They're a fellow human.
Mm-hmm.
And just by you saying that, you don't even know how you just affected that individual.
Yeah, you might have made their whole day
yeah.
and completely turned their whole day around. You have no clue what you might have done.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
So be that person to where from this day forward, you're setting the intent that you're going to acknowledge everybody and say their name everywhere you go today and the interactions. And those of you who have bad memories like I do, you're going to really work on remembering people's names. Because you know what? When people remember your names, admit it, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good.
Right.
So if you feel good, the next person's going to feel just as good, if not better.
Right. So I hope you guys all, you know, take away a lot of stuff from this and you know, your week is different for you this week. I hope it's a better, joyful week for all of you.
This week is supposed to be really good for those of you who are going, what's going to be happening energetically? There's supposed to be a lot of things, good things that manifest. It's supposed to be a very prosperous and abundant week. So remember, abundance and prosperity is not just about money. It might be to where all of a sudden, bam, you have this floodgate of joy, this floodgate of happiness, this floodgate of internal peace. And how many of us need that internal peace? How many of us need that tranquility, that serenity? So remember, abundance and prosperity comes in other ways, not just money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could be, you know, like me. I have a leaky toilet, and I have no idea how to fix it. It could be just that person saying, hey, let me fix it for you, and it gets done. And I'm like, that's abundance for me because I would have no clue. You know, it wasn't a monetary thing, but it was something that was valuable
yeah.
and of service to me, and it just, you know, that would give me happiness. That would give me happiness versus and joy, you know, to know that that abundance came in and that person helped me.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know what? That would be a good thing, you know, that would be a really good thing to do is today is going to be the day. Tomorrow you're going to start off to where you're going to start. For those of you who don't pay attention to anybody's names, you're going to start off, and that's something that's so simple. And I know for a fact that it can change other people's lives. Because I remember the clients that I worked with when I was in the mental health profession, to where they said, man, this job just, And then when people would sit here and ask how their day went and say their name, how you could literally change a person's life.
Well, yeah, because you're
never,
not invisible.
Never know. You're not invisible.
Right, you're not invisible.
And by saying
that
name, you're saying I see you and I know you exist.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Well, we're at the end of our show. I hope, like I said, I hope you guys learned a lot from this week. I hope we were able to give you some valuable tips and that your week, you know, will be better because of it. You can follow our shows on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. We're a little bit behind on that, but we'll get that caught up.
I will get on it. I will get on it.
Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And, you know, like I said earlier, let us know if you've done anything that we have suggested and how it, you know, has changed your life or changed somebody else's life. You can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also download any of our shows as a podcast. You can listen to them in your car, as you're driving, at your, you know, workplace, whatever. And also, please find our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, and like us. The 200th liker will get a free reading from Beth and myself. And we will check you out on Wednesday for our midweek Stress Buster show. And everyone have a great week and love and light to you all.
Yes, happy Father's Day. Bye.